Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Joining us as they do prior to every Bills game, our good friends from 95.7 The Fan, the Sports Bar, 3 to 6 every weekday. Please welcome Mike Danger.
Morning.
Great to see you, buddy.
Good to see you.
Tommy complimented your outfit today.
Should I be nervous about that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You're on par. You're looking sharp.
Do you see how stupid he looks right now? His collar is the size of a Greece backyard fence. Like, DeTulio's pool fence is smaller than that.
Oh, buddy. Excellent.
Oh, hey, can I borrow your shirt? Oh, save a little money.
Good stuff.
Oh, buddy.
Good stuff.
And from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast,
yeah.
If you have not yet and would like to see what he is wearing, the Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube, and Twitch, The Break Room WCMF on YouTube and Twitch, Ryan Duffy. Hello, Ryan.
Good morning, friends and coworkers. How's it going?
Tommy, could you please describe to the audience that is not watching what he looks like?
He looks like the founder of Miami Subs.
Oh, yeah?
He also looks like the number one customer of Miami Subs.
He also looks like...
I'm not just the owner.
He also looks like Jackie Gleason's grandson.
Ryan,
by the foot.
I didn't know they made pink t-shirts that big.
They clearly they do.
You look like a cotton candy machine exploded. All right, so let's get into the game. Danger, the big story this week. You played without Ed Oliver last week. You played without Taron Johnson last week. We were nervous about that, but they got through and they got through well. Matt Milano will not be playing. So you are without your best defensive tackle. You are without your best linebacker, both rushing the passer and covering. And Taron Johnson looks like it's going to be on a snap count, according to Sean McDermott. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most, your level of worry is?
3.
Oh, my God.
3.
Yeah.
Dorian Williams led this team in tackles last year, played most of the season without Matt Milano on the field. And he's a little bit more athletic. He's certainly younger. You're going to need speed to match up against Miami.
Looking good.
We got a need.
Huh?
Need for speed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you're not worried about this at all?
I'm not really worried about it at all.
Am I hearing that you may think Dorian Williams is an upgrade over Matt Milano?
You know, before the preseason started, we were actually having that conversation, knowing this could be Matt Milano's last year in Buffalo. What do you do with Dorian Williams? Because he had a good year last year with Milano, you know, nursing that injury. And I don't know that there's a big drop-off.
So you hang on to all these old guys too long.
Okay. Bro, he's not. He was dominant in that game against, the Jets before he got hurt. I'm burping. Sorry. All right. We turn to, according to Chris, Don Johnsonville Brott. Ryan.
Patrick.
Josh Allen has played now a full season of games. 17 against the Miami Dolphins.
Mm-hmm. 17.
He is 15-2. He has won his last 6 games. Mm-hmm. He is coming off his statistically worst game in a long time against the Jets.
Oh.
Do you expect big things from Josh Allen tonight?
Nope. Sure don't. I don't expect big things from Josh. I expect huge, amazing, great things from Josh.
What?
He's going to torch him. He's going to make him pay so hard. And the only vice that Josh
that,
is going to have is... some type of manslaughter charge because he's going to crush him.
You didn't watch Miami Vice, did you?
Nope.
Okay.
Try finding the Miami Vice catalog nowadays.
Is it not streaming?
I couldn't find it.
Okay. Tommy, coming off a 4-1 week, made his picks this morning. Let's get to our first pick from Tommy on CMF. Over-under, 225 yards passing for Tua Tagovailoa.
All you've been talking about is this Bills defense can't do.
I didn't say can't do.
Oh, you've been saying it. Remember, no corners. They destroyed the Jets.
Yes.
The Jets.
Yes.
And they're going to do the same thing to the Dolphins.
Milano being out now affects.
Milano. You can't replace Milano.
No, you really can't.
You cannot replace Ed Oliver.
You can't replace Milano.
You need healthy corners, even though they keep winning.
So to be clear.
To be clear.
You are under.
I'm an unbeliever who's going to pray for this child.
225 yards passing for Tua.
This kid, it's going to be terrible.
Danger. Tua Tagovailoa, not so fun fact. Had one of the best games of his career the last time he saw the Bills. 25 of 28, 231, two touchdowns with no picks. Over, under, 225 yards passing for Tua Tagovailoa.
So part of the reason why I'm not that nervous about the injuries is I think the Bills have Tua figured out. I think a lot of the NFL has Tua figured out. And I don't know if you guys touched on this or not, but they had a players-only meeting in Miami.
Okay.
And the when there was a players-only meeting, they exclude the coaches and they make sure that they, hey, you guys hold yourselves accountable. It doesn't matter what. This coach is a lame duck coach, by the way, Mike McDaniel. I'm worried about him. I think he's probably losing his job at some point here during the season.
Tonight, if it goes poorly.
It could go bad for him tonight. He could lose his job by
the
end of tonight.
Maybe the halftime show.
Depending on how, depending on how the game goes. But I do think if Miami has anything, it is that speed. It is that ability to get the ball into these guys' hands in space. I think Tua does go for over 225 passes.
Oh!
Yeah, but he doesn't sound confident.
He just said, I think he goes over 225.
If they're chasing, and I think they're going to be chasing, if they're chasing, they're going to have to throw the ball. They're going to have
to be on their heels, man.
No, that's he. Yeah, what?
Yeah.
Are you not listening to what he's saying?
I am listening.
Okay. So you are over 225 for
but
Tua.
Barely. Over. But right. Barely over.
We turn now to, according to Paul on Instagram, WNWCMF, Baloney Montana. Right?
Patrick.
Tua, week one, doesn't break 115 yards passing. Nope. Last week, he goes well over 300. Mm-hmm. Over, under, 225 passing for Tua Tagovailoa.
You know, I don't see it. I especially don't see it in Orchard Park. I know he's got some historical good games as far as stats are concerned. I do agree with Danger that the Dolphins are going to be chasing and therefore airing it out a little bit more. But everyone compares this Dolphins offense to a sports car, right? I think it's going to get Orchard Parked tonight. I'm taking the under.
Are you doing CSI Miami while dressed as Miami Vice?
CSI Miami. Yep. CS Miami. Vice. I'm taking the under, baby.
All right, great. Ryan's under, so we're split here with the boys.
Okay.
Let's get to our second pick from Tommy this morning on CMF. Over, under, 35 yards rushing for Josh Allen.
You don't think Josh wants to put a little show on for the people?
He can put it on with his arm, which he did last year because he played out of his mind and barely ran the ball. 9 yards combined.
He doesn't have to do that.
4.5 yards rushing a game.
If he sees an opportunity, he's going to take it. So you can't tell me if he sees an opening where he can run and he has nobody open, you saying he's not going to run?
With the last two games last year and a broken nose, I would argue he's going to stand.
I say 36 yards, definitely. So yeah, he's going to. What was it, the over? 35?
35.
Yeah.
Take the over on that all day.
All right, so I'm going to let you guys vote on the better one here because they're similar. Shay writes us on Instagram. We turn to.
Our brother-in-law?
Right. Nope.
Okay.
Not as cool. We turn to Ryan Country Crockett.
Okay.
Or we can go with Chris on Twitter, who goes James Sonny Crockpot.
All right, both. I think they're both quality.
Okay, both quality. Ryan, as we just kind of touched on here, last season in two games combined, Josh Allen ran for 9 yards against the Miami Dolphins. He kills him with his arm. Doesn't he do with his legs? Does he go over 35 tonight against Miami?
You know, I had a feeling at first that we're going to go with the under here for Josh. You know, he's going to want to get rid of the ball. He's not going to want to take some hits. Everyone's, knows that he's working with his nose issue here. But I will say, If there's one positive sign out of this Dolphins defense, it is their defensive front. You have Chop Robinson. You have Jalen Phillips, even though he's coming off an injury. You have Bradley Chubb. There are a lot of good players.
So many good punchlines just in the defensive line.
There's a lot of good players there. But I have a feeling in an attempt to over-pursue, Josh is going to have some ability to stretch things out with his legs. We're talking just 35. I'm taking the over on
that. Okay. Damn. Look at South Beached.
We turn to Danger. I mean, look, his nose is hamburger right now.
Yeah.
So much so that he is wearing a visor.
Have you seen it?
For the first time, yeah, it looks bad.
Does he look like, De Niro and Raging Bull? Face all beat up, black eyes, the whole thing?
He looks more like Grimace from McDonald's.
Oh.
Little purple.
Okay.
Ryan and I talked about this on the Let's Go Duffalo podcast this week. If you've ever broken your nose, you know that the nose is like the central computer to the face, and you do not want to get hit like that again. I would be concerned that he knows he shouldn't move forward over under 35 yards for Josh rushing.
I don't think he's going to have to run. I think this defense for Miami is soft. I think their secondary is atrocious. They don't have any playmakers at corner. Their safeties are weak. He knows how to pick apart this defense. He will pick apart this defense. He's not going to have to run. He's going to throw when he needs to throw. And I'm going to go with the under on this one.
So Danger is 0-2 on you today.
Yeah, but he's also making my point about my last two picks.
What's that?
Good this game's going to go.
Well, yeah, but that's not how prop bets work, stupid.
Stupid. You're going to pick on me.
Mike Danger from 95.7 The Fan. Ryan Duffy for the Let's Go Duffalo podcast joining us here. Recapping Tommy's picks from this morning, coming off a 4-1 week, so we know how this goes. He just completely craters this week, which is making me very nervous, by the way, as a Bills fan. Let's get to Tommy's third pick this morning here on CMF. Over under, 1.5 a sack. For Joey Bosa.
Oh, California boy's coming for him.
I don't think he's from California. I feel like he's a Midwest kid. He looks like a Midwest kid.
Bosa?
Bosa?
That's not like no
He's
Midwest.
Got a football family. I think they're all from Ohio.
This makes sense. He's from Florida.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, so he really knows the Dolphins.
Hollywood, Florida, Kimmy. That's where he's
well,
from.
Well, there is a Hollywood, Florida,
Fort Lauderdale,
so yes.
Lauderdale, Florida.
Great casino down there. Yeah, he's going to get to this kid.
Tua?
Yeah.
You know, for the sake of his, like, humanity, I hope that doesn't. Like, I don't hate Tua.
I don't either, but
after what happened, like, I'm always gun-shy when we play the Dolphins, man. It always scares me because they do not protect him both on the field and off the field.
Right. So he's going to get his ass handed to him.
Okay.
I feel bad for him. I do feel bad for the kid. I do.
So to be clear, you are over 1.5 a sack for Joey Bosa.
You're going to see a hell of a game tonight, buddy.
All right, Danger. Bills fans very excited about the potential for Joey Bosa. That being said, in 4 career games against the Miami Dolphins, Joey Bosa has recorded 1.5 a sack. Over under 1.5 a sack tonight for Joey Bosa.
Liked his game against the Jets last week. I think it continues. I think he gets one tonight.
Whoa.
Yeah.
We're back, baby.
All right. I want to bring this up because, again, this came up on the Let's Go Duffalo podcast this week. I want to love Joey Bosa. I want to be excited for what he offers. But he has this injury history where that shows up in every season he's played the last 5. Should I be tempering my expectations because he could end up injured moving down the line here?
You know, I think that in the NFL, if you look around the league, I think teams recognize it's a long season. There's one more extra game now with 17 games rather than 16 that we had for years and years and years. And I think that smart teams manage these guys' reps, knowing that they're all injured no matter what, week in and week out. Is this a week where we can have that injury heal a little bit, pull somebody out? I think that's what's going on with Ed Oliver.
Okay.
I certainly think that's what's going on with Matt Milano. Do we really need them, or are we confident in the guys behind them to be able to do it? So if you see Joey Bosa miss a game or two this season, then I think it's not a big deal. I mean,
relax.
if it's a catastrophic ACL or
nothing.
An Achilles or something that's going to knock him out and knock, you know, then
I'm knocking,
of course,
I've knocked everybody.
Enjoy then, the Bosa right. bash, baby.
I think they're managing reps around the league. I think that this is not just something that happens in Buffalo.
All right, we turn to, according to Matt on Instagram, Moon over Miami Vice.
I got one over here from YouTube.
Oh, what do we got?
Mikey has Betty Crockett.
Ryan, over under 1.5 a sack for Joey Bosa tonight.
You know, everyone knows that Tua gets the ball out real quick, right? Timing is their whole game. And as such, it's hard to get to the quarterback. But I will say that you know who's banged up? You already talking about the Bills being banged up? The Dolphins' offensive line, especially on the exterior, on the outside of that line, is banged up. Joey Bosa's getting home tonight. He's getting at least one.
Wait.
And I'll tell you what.
He's talking two. He's talking maybe two on Tua.
That Tua ain't Dolphins safe.
Look at that.
I'm taking the over on that one, baby.
Listen to Fountain Blue Cheese.
He doesn't get that one. Nope.
Your dad was never taking him there.
Well, no, come on. He stayed at the very fancy Embassy Suites of Fort Lauderdale.
Airport only.
Let's get to our third pick. Problem Tommy this morning on CMF. Fourth pick. Sorry, fourth. Sorry, Kimmy, go ahead. Tommy, do the Bills win? And if so, is it by 12 points or more?
So you asked me if they win. Well, obviously with these picks, it seems I'm trending moving forward to them winning this game.
Do you think you sound smart when you add words to sentences?
Well, that's how you sound smart.
No,
you add words.
No, no.
People that are smart have a ton of words.
Okay.
What?
You thought you forgot what you were saying, didn't you?
Of course they're going to win.
Okay, so they're going to win.
And then what's the other question?
Is it? Are they going to cover the 12 points?
Well,
11 and a half.
Of course they are.
Yeah, are they?
Well, that would make it a... something special out there.
What would it make it?
Make it a prime time Miami blowout, baby. Blow their asses out.
Baron Von Butt writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMM. Mm. Ryan looks like he has the smuggler's blues from smuggling all them cheeseburgers in his belly.
Oh.
Ryan, the Bills have not lost at home as double-digit favorites since 2022. Mm. That being said, in the 8 games they've been favored by 10 or more since then, they've only covered the spread 4 times. Mm. Do the Bills win? And if they do, is it by 12 or more points?
Is it 12 or 12 and a half?
So it was 11, it was 12 and a half. It moved to the much more reasonable 11 and a half this morning.
Sure, of course.
We're going with 11 and a half over under. Or do they win? And if so, by 12 or more.
I think the Bills have this in the bag. No doubt about it. I think the Bills are going to walk away with the with the win here. The spread, double digit spreads always worry me. You know, but
not when it comes to sandwiches.
But
well, he's Jimmy Buffet.
But
nibbling on sponge cake.
I'm sorry, no, Chris nailed it right here.
There we go.
Tony Big Montana.
But I think it's a smart line, and I think while the Dolphins are used to Hard Rock Stadium, it's going to be more like Hard Rock Pile Stadium.
And his voice cracked. And his voice cracked when he tried to do it.
I'm taking the Bills tonight, and I'm taking them covering the spread.
You are crashing and burning, my friend.
No, I am not.
You could have come in as CSI Miami if you were going to do CSI Miami.
I'm doing both. Who says they can't do both? I'm in charge here.
Danger?
Yeah.
12 and a half points is a slap
it's
in the
a
face.
Lot.
It is a slap in the face
it's a
to
lot
the
of
Dolphins.
Points. It really is. They're a bad team. We mentioned the coach could probably lose his job if this goes badly for him tonight. I don't think that I just that's too many points for me. The Bills win 31-20. It's blah.
Okay.
But they're not covered.
All right.
So how do we count that? Because I said it's a.
You said they would win.
Oh, so it
he's
is.
Not, it's not. No, he's. But they're not covering. So he's going against you.
Kind of. Because it is a blowout.
You again, we've done this for like 6 years now.
So
just because he agrees with
but
me.
But you picked to them to go over.
Yeah. As a blowout, which that is a blowout.
No, but they're not going to
that's
cover.
A registered blowout. Bro, if you go and look at blowouts, that's a blowout.
I feel like you still don't understand. Just because someone agrees with you doesn't mean you
that
win
makes
the
them
pick.
Cool.
No, you're an idiot.
They're starting to dress like you.
You know what's funny, too? Like, we're making.
Like they get it, man.
We're making fun of Ryan for dressing like a Miami douche when you walked in like that already, not in a bit.
You look great.
Thank you. Appreciate it, man.
Let's get to our bonus pick from Tommy this morning here on CMF.
Not so fast, buddy. This game's going to be really lopsided and embarrassing today.
Okay.
And it's going to piss a lot of Miami fans off, what they're seeing out there. That's a proud franchise, right?
Sure.
Goes back.
Yeah.
Goes back to 72.
Yeah. No, that goes back past 72. That was their undefeated season.
But that was the peak of the Miami Dolphins.
Okay.
It's never been repeated.
Never been repeated, Kimmy.
Has it?
It is not.
No. I mean, the Patriots got close.
Well, they actually did better because they only
No, but they didn't win the Super Bowl.
You're right. I'm just saying.
So to go undefeated and win the big prize, it's the 72 Dolphins. And I say those guys are going to be pissed at what this franchise is sunk to.
What a crap take.
They are going to hold a press conference. The remaining 72 Dolphins will hold a press conference demanding changes be made immediately. To that team.
How many are even still alive?
Almost a lot of them.
When is this press conference happening?
72 Dolphins are going to make a public statement.
Okay, I got it. Yes, I got it.
And heads will roll. The White House is going to get involved.
That actually
might
happen.
It's going to happen.
That might happen.
It may happen.
Okay. Danger, do the surviving members of
Bob
the 72
Greasy.
Dolphins, who's we found out he died.
He's not dead.
Bob Greasy died in a grease fire, which is weird. at Greasy's Burgers, which we determined were only turkey burgers. So how he died in a grease fire,
right,
we have
Mercury Morris will make a press.
No, he died of mercury poisoning.
No kidding.
Really bad.
What about Nick Bonacani?
He choked on an Italian pastry.
I think he's actually
chicken dead. Bone. He chicken bone, Connie.
A chicken.
Yeah.
He actually died. That was very insensitive.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
There you go. Danger to the surviving members of the 72 Dolphins.
Both of the surviving members of the Miami Dolphins.
Hold a press conference to illustrate their disappointment tomorrow.
I don't think there's a press conference, but I wouldn't be surprised if it goes badly. If we're wrong, if Tommy's more right on his picks than I am, and this is a like a one-sided, really big-time blowout.
Sure.
Yeah, McDaniel could lose his job. They're going. They've got extra time now with, you know, this is like a mini bye week coming off of Thursday night.
They also don't play again until Monday night. If it happens, it happens this week.
Plenty of time, right?
The only thing against that, when you look at their coaching staff, it's like, all right, who's taking over if they blow him out?
I mean, it's a good question, but like, if you really think you can save the season with the talent you have, you have to do it now. If he goes out and pukes all over himself, I'm telling you, I am confident we wake up tomorrow and Mike McDaniel no longer has a job as the head coach of the Dolphins.
All right.
All right, with that being said, we turn to Miami pork fried rice. Ryan, do the surviving members of the 72 Dolphins and Bob Greasy, with all of the burns that he got from his fire at his burger
his skin
restaurant,
grafts.
Do they hold a press conference tomorrow to defile what the Dolphins have become?
I think that if a press conference is warranted by the remaining members of the 72 Dolphins,
yeah.
That would indicate that Mike McDaniel has not been fired. So I think that if the Bills blow out the Miami Dolphins tonight, that Mike McDaniel will lose his job, 100%. So I'm taking the under. That's not going to happen, because that would indicate that Mike McDaniel still has his job, which would warrant a press conference. So I'm going to go with a no on that one.
Okay.
What if Larry Zonka didn't have his TV on last night?
Zonka died.
Larry Zonka is not dead.
He died like 6 months ago.
No, he did not. Nick Bonacani died.
No, yeah, and they died together.
Wait, how?
They were in one of those swan boats.
That's a lot of guys in one boat.
That's why it went down. It was too heavy.
Wait, they flipped a swan boat?
Nick Bonacani and Larry Zonka drowned in a tragic swan boat accident.
Wait, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid?
It was very bad. Robert Redford watched the whole thing.
Terrible. Raindrops keep falling on my head. Larry Zonka's dead.
You needed one more syllable for it to work.
Well, according to you, I don't have enough syllables.
Danger. That's what I just said. Danger. The sports bar at 95.7 The Fan, 3 to 6 every weekday. What do you guys got going on today?
Real heavy lift today. We're 1 hour. The pregame before the pregame. We go to pregame coverage at 4 o'clock this afternoon. We'll get you ready for tonight's game.
Nobody does pregame. Like my Danger at the sports bar.
All right.
Ryan.
Yo.
We have a brand new episode, your last chance before it's expired, to listen to Let's Go Duffalo.
Real short shelf life on these.
Well, one a short week.
Sure.
And nothing ever stays on the shelf long when you're around.
Got him.
Where can I find Let's Go Duffalo before the game tonight?
Oh, good question. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And you can also follow us on social media, on TikTok, Instagram, and on YouTube at let's.go.duffalo.
All right. Danger, Ryan, always a pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
See
you. You got it. We'll see you again next week. We'll talk. You're stupid.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love.
I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This week, the State Department of Environmental Conservation had to put a post out on social media.
About what?
Reminding all New York State residents
to do.
It is illegal to burn leaves anywhere in the state.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right? Okay, thank you. But the reason, I mean, they don't just put this out for no reason.
Yeah.
There must be enough people burning leaves to get rid of them.
I will say, every once in a while, you do catch a whiff.
Yeah. Of burning leaves?
Yeah.
And okay.
Somebody's doing it, or the town's doing it.
Does the town do it?
I don't know.
I thought they used them as like, what do you call that?
Mulch.
I just assume people who do it know you're not supposed to do it and don't really care.
Okay.
Or they're doing it way out in the country.
Okay. So the two reasons they give, one, health-wise, they say that the smoke can irritate anyone's lungs, but it's especially harmful to children, the elderly, and anyone with respiratory or cardiovascular disease.
But it smells good.
Okay. They also say that it is easy for leaf fires to get out of control. Because
they are dry.
You're burning dry leaves.
But it's really dry right now.
On top of dry grass, near dry trees, and other dry plants. Tell me there are people listening to the show that still burn their leaves.
Oh, I'm sure that there are.
How far out would you have to be where you're going to get away with doing this?
I mean, it's out of the country, anywhere.
Well, I mean,
I distinctly remember the first time I ever saw it. I was at my grandparents' house in Irondequoit, full of trees. And I remember, like, their neighbors, like, a couple houses down were burning a giant pile of leaves.
So what's the protocol? Is there, like, a way to do it? Or you just toss a match in the leaves and let it go?
It didn't seem like it was very contained.
I wouldn't want to try it.
Right? Because, like, I would be horrified. It's because it's going to be near your house.
Yeah, now let's say a wind kicks up, and the next thing you know, they're just burning leaves flying around.
Thank you, right?
Like shrapnel.
Like they're on your roof or something like that. Like, I would be horrified standing there with a hose just in case anything went wrong. And, you know, you say, like, it happened out in Irondequoit. There must be enough people that still think this is okay. Could you Google when it became illegal to burn leaves? Because this does feel like one of those things. Like, I watched my grandpa do it. It must be okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure, like, in the 50s and 60s, you could probably just do it because they didn't have any thought about this is going to kill you.
But what's weird about it is every town collects leaves, right?
Yeah.
Like, if I bring my leaves down to the thing, they'll come and suck them up. Are there towns that don't do that?
Oh. That's a great question.
252-WCMF, 252-9263, because I'm always freaked out by people that bag their leaves. Like, why would you do that? They're just going to come suck it up.
Or maybe that some towns don't suck.
That's what I'm saying.
There's suckers and baggers.
So it seems as of 2009, they made it illegal year-round to burn leaves in New York State.
Wait, 15 years ago it was legal?
But it may have been like illegal certain times of the year.
Okay.
Yeah, there was an open season for leaves and styrofoam where you could burn them openly. And car tires.
Wait, it was that long ago where there was a time you could burn leaves legally?
I don't know. I mean, that's
what
I keep saying 2009. Unless they just made it more strict in 2009.
You know, it's funny. You bring up the smelling great. Like, the person who wrote this article that we're pulling this information from comments about the great smell of burning leaves.
It's a false smell.
I don't know that smell.
Yes, you do.
No, I've never smelled it. I'm telling you. Well, I mean, I grew up in Gates. Everything, you know, the homes are pretty close.
Yeah, and you were smelling, like, burning evidence.
252 to BCMF. The State Department of Environmental Conservation had to put out a reminder on social media this week. It is illegal to burn leaves anywhere in New York State. And now that we got that information from Kimmy, it makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I've never seen it since I've lived here.
Okay.
Somebody burning leaves.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Sean. Hey, Sean, how are you, buddy?
What's going on, Pat?
What up?
Hey, you live in Henrietta.
I do.
They don't pick up your leaves there.
Yeah, but I don't rake my leaves. I just let them, I mow them into the lawn and let them be.
It's probably because you got somebody else doing it for you.
What's that? The rake? No, I'm telling you, I do not rake
really
my leaves.
Many trees.
Yeah, that's awesome too. Like, I had one tree in the backyard where it gets cut down. My neighbor cut it down, and I never have to worry about leaves again for the rest of my life.
Yeah, you don't
have
big trees out that way.
No, well, I had a giant tree in the backyard,
and
then it disappeared. Great call, Sean. Thanks for the call, buddy. That's how plugged in I am to my community.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know we didn't. I thought Henrietta did collect a leaf.
They probably do, but like that's a town thing. If you don't live in the town,
no. Henrietta is a town. There's no.
No, like if you're not part of the village,
there's no village.
Where is the center of Henrietta?
They don't have one.
No, it's Marshall.
It's the dome.
No, Scott says too. Henrietta doesn't pick up leaves. You have to bag them.
Huh.
He says I have a fire pit far from my house. I burn small amounts at a time, but you have to have a hose right by the fire. Scott.
But it's still illegal.
Very illegal. Scott, yeah. You're breaking the law, buddy. Right. You are breaking the law. Renee writes us on Instagram. We'll let her finish it up. Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. As a member of the local fire department out in the country, East Williamson, no big deal.
Yeah.
We'll get called if you burn leaves, and the chief will go out and tell you to stop it. If it's big enough, we will come out with a brush truck and put it out. So don't mess with the fire department out in East Williamson.
What the hell is a brush truck?
I don't know, but I kind of want to set leaves on fire to find out.
See the brush truck?
Where's the brush truck at?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.